You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Hey, hello, fellas. How's it going?
Hello, Tony.
Mandicans, welcome to the studio. We're well missing, aren't we?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll be listening?
Yeah, I think he will be, yeah.
I think it's only fair to regularly rib him throughout the interview.
Yeah. What, over the size of his head, though?
Yeah, a bit of both, really. And that new red mark that he's got in the middle of it, with a bit of nail there, I think. So, listen, for the benefit of the listeners and people, I can't believe it, but to anyone who hasn't heard of the Mannequins, tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Yeah, Lee's missing today. He's in training for Splash. So he's all with us this week. He's in Luton. We're getting ready to do some diving. But he's worried, though, because he's got bigger chest area than Gabby, but we won't go into that. I'm Brendan, I play drums. To my right is
Chris, I play guitar.
And Lee on the bass.
So obviously the singer's not here, but yeah. Bless him. He's not well.
He's definitely going to be listening to me.
Now, hi, son.
We're all sitting there drinking beer, actually, aren't we? I can't believe there's no milk in the fridge. We're all on black coffee.
Yeah.
We're going to be up all night. What's going on?
Exactly.
What would you say your musical genre is?
It's changed
a little bit, yeah. Yeah.
We've gone from like a sharp sort of 3-minute power pop, moddy sort of sound, so a more bluesy, indie, rocky, poppy sort of sound, really. Yeah, so it's evolving. Yeah.
As you'll hear on the new EP, which will be planned soon.
Yeah. Okay, well, talk about that, because it's been a busy, you've had a very busy year, haven't you? I mean, talking about last year, we've got a new member of the band, because it was only 3-piece, now you're a 4-piece.
Yeah.
And you've got the new EP out, it's called Boiling Point, it's on Detour Records. Is that available now? Can you actually buy it?
Unfortunately not yet, no. They're still putting the covers and stuff together. There's this whole, you record the thing and you want it out, and then there's this big lead time of getting the CDs printed and all the packaging, and there's a big, with iTunes you have to wait like something like 6 weeks for them to load up or something.
I thought
in this technical
nonsense
era it'd be a lot quicker than that, but
We've only just signed the deal, really. We only signed the deal with Detour Records, I think it was last week, so it's all kind of been put back a couple of weeks, but it'll be out in the next sort of 3 to 4 weeks, we hope.
Are you going to actually do like a physical copy of this one, or is this going to be download only?
No, it'll be physical as well. Yeah. We still believe in tangible goods as opposed to just iTunes. I think it would probably sell more on iTunes, hopefully.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have artwork and names and
now,
stuff.
Now, I've seen
like
the artwork
there,
because you've got it's like a, is it a warehouse on the front? Like
no, it's the car park at Dagenham Heathway Mall. I think we've, apart from Clem, who's a Hornchurch boy, we all sort of grew up in Dagenham, and we've all had our own little own little stories from that dingy car park.
How did you manage to get a picture of the car park with no cars in it, even stolen ones?
Well, everyone's too afraid to go down there, really. I mean, I think there's been no cars there in this since 1992, I don't think.
Because the Morris Minor was the newest one.
Yeah, just burnt out cars, but that's about it.
Joel's our, Joel Stevens is our, what would you call him? He's like a manager. He does all the arty stuff for us. So he's going to be doing a video for us soon. And he can get in anywhere. I think that car park's been closed for years, and he finds a way of getting in.
Yeah. It was weird, though, because when he presented like some photographs to us, straight away, three of us all at different times saw this picture of the Mall car park, and all of us were like, whoa, that's a bit weird. Because we all had different experiences down there. So we just thought, it looks quite good anyway. We'll use it. Yeah.
Who produced the EP?
That's produced by a fellow called
Bruce Broomfield.
Yeah, Bruce Broomfield, who comes highly recommended.
Yeah, really, really good. What's the
Broom Cupboard.
The Broom Cupboard. If anyone's in a band or that and wants demos or like a release worthy version of their tune done, I'd really recommend him. He's really good.
Yeah, he's on Facebook. It's called the Broom Cupboard.
Yeah, it's funny. It's really funny because one of the questions here was, tell me about Broom Cupboard recording studio, because it pops up on your Facebook timeline from time to time. So, is this where you don't be doing like recording?
We recorded it over like 2 days. Really, we went in. We had it well rehearsed. The idea of us was to try and capture like a performance and then make it a bit bigger, really. And Reese, what's his studio? Is it Monologue?
Yeah.
Which is quite unusual these days to do. So we recorded it to tape to kind of get more of an authentic feel for it. There's not many studios around that still do that. And I mean, aesthetically, it's not the most beautiful studio to look at, but it had a really nice feel.
Yeah, it's a vibey room. It's a good room.
It was a good room. Yeah.
And just seeing the tape there, I think I took about 10 photos of it and stuck them on my Twitter page. It's like just seeing tape again is great. But
it's brilliant, yeah. And he works really well as well. He's got a really good like work ethic and how he likes to record stuff. He lets you kind of, he doesn't have too much input artistically, but more of kind of on the technical side, which is what you want really, you want like a balance.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Are you gonna have a massive launch party with lots of beer? Am I invited?
I don't know about a launch party. We're playing a launch sort of gig on the 31st, which is this Friday at the Seabright Arms, which is on Hackney Road. But there's no thing to actually launch yet.
It was supposed to be the launch of the CD. We're kind of launching the fact that it's coming out. That's probably the best way to do it.
Like, I was better because I tried to get down to the one in Essex Arms, but her indoors wouldn't let me. Different story. Long story. Lee will know how it feels. he's probably getting his own back, isn't he? This is him getting his own back. He's probably sitting there, he never turned up my gig. What do you think he's watching on TV now? Daytime TV? He's indoors, isn't he, watching daytime TV? Perhaps he's doing a bit of DIY.
He's ill, I told you.
He's not well.
Of course he's ill. But hey, I bet he's probably writing a song anyway, because every time he's got 5 minutes, he usually writes a song. Now, let's talk about the album. In fact, let's get a track off of the album. Are we ready to put one on?
Yeah, it's the opening track. And no one's heard Leash yet, apart from
this
us. This
no one outside the band heard this. This is a proper exclusive.
Okay. Yeah. Well, tell us about the first song and then hit play.
Lee wrote this one. It's about laziness, really. It's called, which is quite ironic.
It started him laughing, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a 2.5 minute sort of in your face bluesy pop song, really. And it's the opening track of the EP.
Okay,
give it a go.
Go on, mate.
You'll be a long time dead. There's no use thinking in your bed.
With your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. That's better. We got the mic sorted while we was on that little break there. Try your one. Let's make sure it's all right.
Yeah, is that okay? Yeah?
Yeah, it's much better. Good. Much better. Okay, so how many tracks are we going to get onto this CD? Well, I know we were talking about that. So you've got, because you've got at the moment, you've got 4 there, haven't you? Is that going to be the final lineup?
Yeah, that's it. I think money and time constraints sort of stops it being
get something
the five
out as well,
song.
Really. We're going to do like this EP now, and we're going to release something again in the summer. So just keep the momentum going. We could have waited and done an album, but get something out now, and hopefully that might even spur a bigger company to come in and pay for the recording for the next one.
We've got two tracks sort of waiting, that have been around not too long, but a little while, that we're going to stick together.
Yeah.
And we're already working for the next one, which is, I don't know, it's kind of transition. That last song you just heard, Yellow Belly, is the most sort of moddy 60s-ish sort of one, and it's sort of gravitating to a wider, bigger sound now.
Yeah.
Which will be the following EP, which is, I reckon, will be back end of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got to
yeah.
finish writing it first.
Yeah, so we're going to have four out now, two in the summer, and then four out end of the year. And then what we'll do, hopefully, is combine all that into an album. So, yeah. So just to keep the momentum for the year going, really.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Well, who's been doing most of the writing? I know Lee does. Is a big influence on the band, especially on the tracks. Do you all get to get involved in that, or is it mainly Lee?
It's different. We work slightly different now. Bon will come in with a sort of sketch of an acoustic version of the song. So like the lyrics and the feel of the song are done, and then we'll get together in the studio and all add our own specific bits and change the structure slightly, and
yeah
so that's rather than what was happening before, like Bon would just completely finish the song all sorts and that was it done, and now we all sort of put our two penny in. Clemden Lively do a sterling job on the rhythm section, don't they?
Yeah, he's been really prolific though, Lee. To be honest, he's knocking them out quicker than we can actually get them done, really. But yeah, as Chris says, he'll put like a package of a song together, like an idea, a nucleus of a song. He'll bring it to Chris first of all, and then Chris will basically tidy it up a little bit, put his bit into it, and then me and Clem will make it sound better.
Do you get much? I know you've been talking about the broom cupboard earlier on, the recording studio. But outside that, do you get much time to practice, or do you not need it?
Yeah, no, we do definitely. It's usually about, you know, once a week we like to get together in the studio, go through a good 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
You know, keeping on top of current stuff and old stuff. Bearing in mind we've got gigs as well, so we've got to be well rehearsed for them. But what we also do is, you know, all of us having jobs as well, we have to rely on a little bit of sort of self-discipline and a lot of few hours at home by ourselves, especially the way that we work now. You know, these ideas are sent around. When we get into the studio, time's quite short, so we need to be ready with our ideas as well.
Yeah.
And how are you settling in the band? Because you've not been there a year yet, have you?
No, not at all. Settling in really well, actually. Yeah, there's all sorts of talks of socials now, so I'm guessing the lads have welcomed me in.
Yeah, he's all right.
It must be really weird, because you've been together for such a long time, and I'm guessing that with all trios, when you add one, or, you know, when you're looking around, you lose the scene, no one, now you're seeing, so you're having to interact differently on stage, so to speak.
Yeah.
Is that something you kind of picked up quite easy? Do you forget he's there sometimes?
Yeah, and that's a good thing, actually, because Clem...
Because usually you all stand in the same positions, don't they? Bands tend to keep that same set.
Clem's very disciplined. He needs to be as well, you know, because, like I say, we don't rehearse as much as we should, though. So he'll learn a song really well. But more importantly than that is that, you know, I've known Chris for, like, best part of 15, 20 years, and Bono the same, pretty much. So we knew each other socially and geographically before we even got together in a band. So for Clem to come into that environment, you know, it's difficult, and he fits in perfectly. You know, he's got that sort of character that... It suits us perfect, because it's more important to get the right person than the best kind of bass guitarist or best musician. You know, and he's playing, he's improving.
He's superb as well. So yeah, he's really good.
He's one of us. He's one of the boys now. Yeah.
I was just checking with Twitter to see if Lee's tweeted in, but he hasn't. So he's probably that means he's probably painting the rooms or something. He's obviously rubbing down.
Something. He's ill. I'm telling
you. He's rubbing something down, and he's well. Painting the garage or something. Hello, Lee.
All right, son.
You know, we're all laughing at you here. You know, we're just, you know, joke. You know, we're not just joking. We're only joking, but not really. Open another can of lager, will you? And we'll get on it. We're going to do another track in a sec off the album. Or the EP. What's the track you're going to pick next? And then we'll talk about gigs.
Go on, Clem. Sound of Silence. You'll get the more bluesy vibe of this. Little bit 90s in there as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a step away from what we've been doing before. Much bigger sound. With Clem coming in, it's giving Chris an opportunity to look at the songs in a broader way without sounding too arty-farty. And, this is kind of more the direction that it'll be going, really.
So, and before we let's touch on that quickly before we put that song on. Have you come into the band, had an influence on slightly changing the sound of the band?
What it's done is, it's just a, you know, it's not bigging myself up at all, really. If anything, it's more bigging Chris up, but it's enabled us to have an extra layer to our sound mm-hmm. and move Chris onto lead guitar, which, to be honest with you, he's fantastic. And it gives him the opportunity to really sort of express himself there, and the sort of whole dimension of the band has changed.
Yeah.
I'd seen the Mannequins before. I like their old stuff. I still play their old stuff live, but I do think that this new stuff is sort of...
Yeah, it's freed us up. We hadn't gone as far as we was going to, but it's just there was limitations with being a three. You can only really go down a certain road, and I think we was all getting to the point where we wanted to do something a little bit different and challenge ourselves a bit more. And yeah, I think everyone's kind of, the playing's improved, and the quality of songs I personally think has improved, and the reaction at the gigs has been and even the gig crowds, like we was playing generally, we'd have good gigs and not so good gigs, like in terms of people coming, it was up 30 to 50 people, and now we're getting like treble figures quite often, so something's going right.
That's
so
good. We're going to talk about gigs after the record. If you're playing old material, is it hard to put the fourth person on that type of song, or because it's written for a three piece, or does it not really make a lot of difference? Do you have to change the song to add the extra instrument?
Yeah, you do have to change it, you know, and it does for us. It's difficult because we've been with those songs for so long now that it's almost having to do them again. It's almost like a pain, really. But
I can't go for a drink and come back off that one.
It's kind of rewriting them. It really is. Yeah.
And rather than rewriting, we want to write something different, really. So Clem needed to come in and learn the old stuff because we need to have it in the catalogue. But for us, it was just a case of getting it done and using the opportunity to write new stuff, really.
Okay. Let's get this next track on, because I'm keen to hear this one.
Yeah.
This is a slightly different one, and this one's called again.
Sound of Silence.
Okay. Let's hit it.
Down. I'm all alone.
listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
We're travelling by car, not too bad in Brentwood at the moment. A128 Essex, queuing traffic in Brentwood on the A128, which is the Ingave Road, northbound in Brentwood, around the Wilson's Corner area. Also, there's temporary traffic light still, King's Road, so there's a small queue there if you're heading that way, and there's alternative ways round if you know the area really well. Over on the trains, all the underground looking okay, nothing reported there. Also, DLR looking okay, as is London Underground, Overground. 135, up to date, traffic travel.
The Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood. Exceptional care, exceptionally affordable.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back, lads.
Yeah,
I'll do that. It's nice when the guests make their coffee for me. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I've got no milk, but there you go. Did you put sugar in it?
I did, yeah.
Ah, lovely.
I hope you enjoy it.
I'm glad you didn't put that in, no salt or anything like that, because he might have texted you in there, that Lee, said put a load of salt in his drink.
Yeah, I can't. I'm trying to text him now, actually. Yeah,
it's hard to answer the phone when you've got those marigolds on, doing that washing up. Get me phone, someone. Shut up. Carry on, clean those dishes.
Oh,
bless him. Let's talk about gigs, because we want to talk about gigs, because I've seen quite a few of you on your webpage. You can find it under Mannequins on Facebook. You have all your gigs going there. You've got whose phone's about to go off? Can you hear that?
My phone?
That's yours. Yeah, look.
Is it?
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. How can you tell that?
I can hear it on there. You can't hear it.
No, sorry.
Yeah, see, when you put it there, it's fine. It's when you hold up to the mic.
Oh, okay.
I forgot what I was talking about now.
Gigs.
Oh, yeah, gigs. The Seabright Arms comes up, so quite a bit. I know you've got a fair bit going on there. Also, that's in Hoxton, isn't it, the Seabright
No,
Arms?
It's in Hackney.
Hackney.
Hackney strike Bethnal Green. Yeah.
So you're doing quite a lot more London stuff now.
Yeah.
What you got coming up?
After the Seabright Arms, we are playing Clacton, which is like a mod weekender.
Yeah.
We've done the last couple of years, which is really good. That's Brendan. Brendan's bonnet and texting me back, "All right, bruv, how'd it go?" He's not listening. No. We can really cane him that time. Anything you want to say.
Back to the
gigs. We're at Clacton Weekender. We're at Wakefield, are we?
Yeah, we're doing one in Wakefield up in Yorkshire. After that, we're back
in Queen of Hoxton. I would... it's Easter weekend on the Saturday night, Saturday the 19th of April. Wicked night in there. It's really good night out at the Queen of Hoxton.
Last time we played there in December, it's probably the best gig of our Mannequins career, wasn't it, I would say?
Yeah, up there, definitely.
It was amazing, really.
Packed, really good venue, yeah. Great sound. Great night.
After.
Clacton Weekender is 21st to 23rd of March.
That's right, yeah, we're on the Friday
night
headlining.
Yeah.
14th of March is the one in Wakefield. I don't know anyone from Brentwood that will be going to that. 19th of April is the Queen of Hoxton. Then in May we're up in Liverpool playing the Cavern.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, really cool.
Have you played before?
What, in the Cavern?
Yeah.
No, I've been. Me and Ivy went there once when we went West Ham away, and we had to sort of visit it, and it was like, oh, this is great. I mean, it's not the Cavern, it was knocked down, wasn't it, and it's been rebuilt. So, oh, how good would it be to do it here, and then that come up, and it's just one that you've got to do it. It's got so much history to it, and it's got to be done.
That one aside, what's your favourite venue? What do you look forward to when someone says you want to come back?
Brentwood Festival.
Yeah, Brentwood Festival has been good to us the last couple of years. We're back again this year.
That's good.
On the Saturday, I think we're on the main stage this year. Saturday night marquee was brilliant, wasn't it?
Awesome.
You got the two extremes, because the year before it was raining and everyone wanted to be in the marquee, and then last year it was the complete opposite. It was just boiling, wasn't it? It just got hotter and hotter and hotter. No one wanted to go into the marquee so much because they was getting so much sun. But
the curse of the Mannequins, Tony. Yeah. We play outside, it hammers down. We play inside, it's boiling hot outside. So we're playing outside this year, so bring your umbrellas.
We were going to jump into that water puddle. We've done it this year.
We'll do it together.
It'd be like jumping on concrete, wouldn't it? But it was plenty of fun. Do you prefer festivals to gigs, or is it, you know, as long as it's a good crowd, does it not
Yeah, matter? Totally down to the crowd. You get a good responsive crowd. It's different, isn't it? It's nice playing outdoors in the summer, get a bit of wind on your face and a bit of sun on your back. But it's nice also playing indoors at Christmas, like Queen of Oxton,
yeah,
sweaty,
sweaty
packed.
Hot. Yeah, yeah. It's all just for courses, really.
Yeah.
It's we enjoy it all, really. But I mean, now we're far more selective now in the sort of gigs we do. Well, we get asked to do quite a lot, but it's more for us now about the quality of the gig rather than just gigging for the sake of it, really.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
more important. Because you get two or three bad gigs in a row and it kind of sucks the life out of you a little bit.
Yeah.
So we're quite selective now.
What about partnering up on stage? Who do you enjoy working with? You know, if you're looking on the set list and you think, oh, we're going to be working with so-and-so, or these before us, or these might be after us. Do you have favourites?
Not really.
We don't really tend to come across that many... regularly. I mean, the local ones, the Victories.
Yeah, the Victories are great lads.
They're really good lads. They're a great band as well.
Who's the other mob we played with down at the CX? They were nice fellas as well, not young lads. Just trying, I can't remember. But
States for Motion?
They're good lads as well. Yeah. We've only played with them once. Twice we've played with them.
Yeah.
They're good fellas, but our paths tend not to cross for some unknown reason. But
clash of music on those two fronts, though, isn't it?
We played with Miss and Andy a few times, but we don't really, not really have much social contact with them, really.
Yeah.
Saying that, next gig we're playing on Friday the 31st, we've got New Street Adventure supporting, and they're signed to SHS. They're probably what you'd call a bigger band than us, really. But we're looking forward to playing with them.
Miss and Andy being confirmed for Brentwood Festival as well.
Yeah, they're definitely as well. Yeah, yeah, that'd be good.
What about videos? Have you got anything planned on the video front?
There you go, Clem.
Go on, Clem.
It's a big queue now.
Yeah, no. We're the next track that we're going to play is called Oh Glorious. It's probably our, well, obviously... not me as such, but it's the biggest track that the Mannequins have ever written. It's a long track, it's about 5.5 minutes. For us, we feel it's probably our anthem of this EP, and it is a big favourite that we tend to finish our gigs with at the moment. And obviously our friend Joel Stevens, who's obviously the creative guy who's doing a lot of our stuff for us, the website, photographs, things like that, he's storyboarding at the moment for this video, and we are looking to record it, film it, over the course of February, and we'll see. It'll be quite interesting.
That sounds exciting. That's an exciting project. What about location?
On a roof somewhere.
On a roof, yeah. Undecided. He wanted to take us to Walton on Ays, but we said it's too far.
I said the Miller F1 yesterday.
That's like the other side of the world. Walton on Muck. What was it, Hayes?
Walton on
Ays. Yeah.
This has got locations, and we're like, can we just go to Dagenham, please?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can we do it at home?
Yeah, the recent weather, unless February got a lot better, it'll be probably pretty shocking there, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Joel's great, bless him, but putting us on a roof, and then just know something's going to go wrong, don't you?
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, the work Joel's done for us so far has been really good, so we're quite looking forward to seeing sort of the final cut when it comes through, and hopefully that'll be something that we can promote on YouTube and things like that, get a bit more awareness.
Yeah, it'll be good. I think everyone will be looking forward to a Mannequins video as well, and launch it on MTV. We're going to have a launch night at Lad Beers.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're really up for a launch night with these, aren't you, mate?
I just want to go to a launch night. It's the thing I do. That, you know, I've just penciled it in. Something I want to do in the next couple of months. Go to some events nights. Now, before we put the track on, I was going to ask you about merchandising. How's that been going? Because I know you started doing the T-shirt. Where's my T-shirt? I can't believe you didn't bring one in.
Didn't bring it again.
You didn't.
I'm going to post it to you.
We'll bring it to you at the launch night when we have them beers.
Merchandise. We need a proper link for people to buy it, really. We've been inundated with requests to add merchandise.
We'll put a song on it, and then we're going to come back and talk about where people can get hold of the T-shirts and where people can get hold of you on the web. So, but we're going to play a song out first. This is the long one you're going to play now.
Yeah. This is an epic.
5 minutes, 21 seconds.
Whoa. Right, introduce that and we'll get it on.
This is Oh Glorious.
Yeah. how lonely. But feel at ease, I am swaying, and it makes me feel at peace, never knowing where to cling to, where to go.
Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. That was a great track. And it is about five minutes long, but does it you don't notice it. It goes so quick. But it's a great bit of guitar in there as well.
Thank you.
And that is going that's going to be on the course of the new EP. So the lineup for the new EP at the moment stands at...
Go on, what the track list is?
Yeah.
Yellow Belly was the first one you heard. Yeah. Mega Money City, which we didn't play because it's got the S word in it. Don't let put that, let, let put you off, kids. Sound of Silence, and then Oh Glorious.
Okay. What's the question we were talking about off air? We're going to ask if you could add another member to the band, the Mannequins. What instrument would you like to add to the band?
Good question. This is kind of our Clem. We got the idea to bring Clem in because we was going to do something with keys. Lee's quite a good keyboard player as well, kind of pianos and Hammond sort of sound, which will be you'll be hearing on the next EP that comes out. We can go down that road. Personally, I'd like to hear some strings in it as well, but you try getting a string player that wants to come along to a gig and play. There's so much you could do. I mean, you know, I'd like to hear brass in there as well.
Just going
to
say that. I mean,
but you're kind of asking people to come along to a gig to play on maybe two songs and not really be in the band. And you don't want to get set. We can't afford to get session people in. But it would be nice to do one or two gigs with a full to get it to sound just how we'd like to, you know.
Yeah.
But now to answer your question, I think Keys is the next.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bit of Hammond in what we just heard there in Oh Glorious, just in the background. It sounds really cool to have that. Then again, once you get it in the band, you kind of feel obliged to put it in every song, and that's the problem as well, is that if someone's coming in to do gigs, then you almost have to put those, you'd feel as if you had to put those instruments into every song, and that's when it all goes a bit wrong. So just to bring it in for recording, and like I say, Chris.
Yeah, because we are a guitar-based band, exactly. Really, aren't we?
Yeah.
You know? So I suppose that the question would lead up to if you could collaborate with someone for a record, you know, like if let's say a band, but if you could collaborate with some other instruments, it could be like getting some strings or a bit of brass band stuff into the song and just for like a one off.
It would be fantastic. It really would be good to do.
Yeah.
I just don't see it happening, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Just had this in, mentioned by Hindax, that's Hinda. She said, don't you mean the Shermans, Bryn?
Shermans, that's the one.
That's right. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. Yeah. But our personal favourites are the Victories, though. Chris and the Victories, he's got a big future ahead of him. He looks the part, sounds good. They've got a big future if they carry on what they're doing.
He's like a little mini Brentwood Elvis, isn't he?
Yeah, he just know you see someone, you think, like, you've got it. He's got it.
So what's the plan for the rest of the year?
Well, gigs and recording, really.
And writing and recording.
Yeah, busy year for us this year. We're all over the country this year, which is another step forward for us, because we're a bit insular. We're a bit like, do we have to? But now, we go. We've got to go. We're going to Yorkshire, Merseyside, Midlands, all over the place this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's, let's just talk about how people can get hold of the Mannequins if they want to look it up on social media sites, because you can. Your Twitter is at MannequinsUK1 from Member Artley.
Yep, correct.
And if you're spelling the Mannequins, it's two N's, isn't it?
Yep.
If you're looking on Facebook, it's exactly the same. It's just the Mannequins, is it?
No, Mannequins UK on Facebook.
Mannequins UK.
If you do a search, Mannequins UK. We've got an official website as well, which for the life of me, I can't remember what it's called.
I reckon it'll have the word Mannequins in it.
Yeah, but if you go onto Facebook, that'll be the kind of entry point to the official website and to Twitter as well. But I can't remember what the website's called.
Yeah, we're still Facebook, really, aren't we?
Yeah, we've got a really good website now. Joel did that for us as well. We should use that more often, but I can't remember what it is.
That will kind of launch at the same time as the EP.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I mean, the good thing about having the website is, in particular the website, because you can put the links for Facebook, SoundCloud, or when you do the video, it'll be, you know, you can either watch the video on site or go straight to YouTube and launch it there, which would be really good. You do have a lot of dedicated followers, which is fantastic, really, because obviously when you do live bands, you can put it on the page, you know, you've got certain people, you know, going all the time. It's great to have people that follow you around. I know Hinda does, she'll be listening.
We've been really lucky, Hinda.
Usually see her dancing in the
Hinda's
front.
Fantastic, you know, and her friends are as well. I mean, without them, you know, whatever you do, it would make no difference, because if you go and gig and there's no one there, then really, you know, it's a means to an end, really. But
we have kind of got a following there.
Yeah, we have got a really good following.
The first time we ever come in here with you, Tom, we was kind of trying to build that, and it was like, oh, wonder if we'll get one and that. And we have got a certain amount of people now that tend to come wherever we're playing, you know? Mm. Like, there's talk of them all coming up to Liverpool.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, they're talking about coaches and that, and you think, blimey, like, you do the band because you enjoy it, and it... it's a good hobby and that sort of stuff, but it does actually affect people's lives because they've come in, it's like they're social, you know? And
It's important. And when we play in London now, we do get a nice crowd, people we don't even know and people we've never met before. It's getting a bit of a buzz around now. It's quite cool. We don't want to kind of get ahead of ourselves, but it's definitely getting some momentum.
It's also good because I know you've got a lot of your family go to the gigs, which is great, and they still go to the gigs, which is fantastic. So every time I see you, you've got little pockets of family watching the gig. So it's important that they get involved with what you do.
It is, but we're never reliant on them, but you know, we're not just family and friends now. There is other people that have actually got into this band and want to come off of their own accord rather than
definitely.
Oh, it's my son or my brother or that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, you might it's good.
So, all good. Right, so your next gig is going to be
Sea Bright Arms next Friday.
Sea Bright Arms. And it's at, whereabouts is that?
It's Hackney Road.
Hackney Road.
It's in between Shoreditch and Bethnal Green, I'd say.
Yeah.
So it's a really cool little venue. It's run really well. New Street Adventure are with us as well, a fantastic band. They'll be playing with us as well, so it'll be really cool.
We've done
like
100 tickets for it already.
Have we?
Yeah. We've done loads for that. So.
And it's £3 on the door for two top bands. It's
Well, one top band and us. I'm only joking, Lee.
Sounds good.
Really good.
Okay, listen, thanks for coming in, lads. Stay in touch. We'll put this on the show page blog, and you can catch. If you haven't heard it, you'll be able to hear it again on the Sunday Lunch Show. I'm going to play the next guest has arrived. Just seen walk past the window, so we're going to put a bit of Ryan Green on before he joins me after the news. This is his track called Too Close.